Here's a poem forthcoming in the Florida Review, written about my friend, Stacy Hubbard. We called him Albert. The poem is called Always Upstream or Downstream. We'd push out in an old canoe to float Horse Creek, fishing poles in hand. A Maxwell House can of red worms dug up from a place we kept a secret past the barn. Maybe we had all day, who knows? And maybe a day meant nothing to us, for all of eternity belonged to the wind on our faces and the slip-slap sound of the paddle seeking cool in dark green still pools, thick with bream and bass and slick-bellied catfish. Someone had told us catfish were mythic creatures that could rise up to walk on water and up the slick banks to perch themselves in cottonwoods. And maybe they could, but we never saw them, always upstream or downstream, and never quite lonely enough in our hearts. Albert, who was not my brother by blood, but whose memory on earth I'll fight you for, would take his rod and reel, bait the hook with such a gentleness, a patience. He made a music of it, a visionary music, in praise of fish hid out beneath decaying logs, or sunning themselves in shallows. Such iridescence, olive and yellow, such craft of dorsal fin and gills. And the two of us, stalled in the middle of nowhere, the only two people in the history of the world who would ever see these fish. His cast was flawless, smooth, almost silent, a balletic motion despite the limbs we had to navigate. The world believed its wars and greed, believed its clocks and fame and arguments of history, while silence seemed to push at us from every side, until the boat bumped the creek bed. Even now, the bliss of that surprise, the memory of it, the climbing out to drag and tug to hear the grit of an existence that sometimes must be hauled from one dry place to deeper water. Men grow old to learn a young boy's trust of everything that is. But Albert won't grow old, just young and younger, forever tying flies, biting off the excess string, trailing his hand in the coolest water of earth. And I'll grow old and older, the wide world filling up with loss of all we ever saw and marveled at, there on that creek from which long summers go on drinking.